Hey guys, this is Steve Horsman again with Good Guys to Great Men. Thank you again for coming in and watching another video with me today. Today's video is called The Only Time It's Okay to Be a Control Freak. And I'll get to the point here in a minute, but not before I tell you a story. I had an epiphany today, and I shared this with some friends earlier today about what happened when I had this insight. Sometimes an insight makes you go, holy crap, or oh wow, or sometimes an insight like mine today was more like, wow. And I read something. Being a guy my age, I tend to like old rock and roll bands. I like the Eagles a lot. And I was reading an old Rolling Stones magazine article about the Eagles. Glenn Frey was being interviewed, and they asked him, how do you guys make your concert sound so similar to the records? I mean, it is amazing. You can reproduce almost the same vocal harmonies and music that you hear on the record. Nobody else can do it that well. And what he said is what gave me my insight. He said, well, there's a whole lot of variables we can't control, but those that we can, we do. And he said, the next thing he said was, the worst that will ever be is great. That's good to know. I kind of like the bravado in that. But back to, you know, you can't control everything, but those things that you can control, you should. And that's how they achieve such a remarkable sound live. They paid attention to the things they could control. What does this mean to you and me? Well, I work with men who are feeling sometimes a lack of control, like they don't have a clear direction on where they're going or who they are, how they're going to change the situation they're in, oftentimes a relationship, a failing marriage. Anything that can go wrong in your life negatively, sometimes you feel like you're a victim of it. What is the one thing it's okay to control? You can't control the people around you. You can't control what they're doing and what they're thinking. You can't control what they believe in or what their guiding principles or values are. But what can you control? There's one thing that we can control, and that is how we respond to the circumstances right in front of us. I work with men who are like me, who have had things happen in your life, whether it's a failing marriage or infidelity or losing your job or losing money, whatever it is that causes you this sense of crisis, a sense of trauma, a sense of loss, or feeling like you're a victim of circumstance and you can't do anything about it. The most important thing to know about being a control freak is to let go of all of the things you can't control and pay attention to the one thing that matters. The only thing that really matters is how you are thinking about what's happening. How are you processing the thoughts about the negativity going on in front of you? And what meaning are you placing on those events? Whether a woman is being cold and distant from you, whether she's cheated on you, whether you're getting divorced, or any other thing at work, people disrespecting you, or you losing a position at work or a promotion. How you think about these things is the most powerful place to be when you do it proactively. You can do it from a victim mindset and start blaming everyone for doing things to you, or you can have a creator mindset that says, I get to respond to this a certain way. This came up in a book called A Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, who was in a Nazi concentration camp. He was there for a long, long time, and he got through it and later became a psychotherapist and wrote a book. And one thing he learned in the concentration camp is that nobody could take away his thoughts and the response that he had to what was happening to him. And what happened is when he became this calmer, clearer, more proactive and deliberate man in how he was handling what was going on around him, he became magnetic. Even the guards in the concentration camp became envious of him and his mindset and his energy, and he became a leader, even as a prisoner. So in that book, he talked about the most important thing being how you respond to something. Again, it's the only thing you can control. So the only time it's okay to be a control freak is when you decide that you're going to control how you are thinking about what's happening, the meaning you give to it, and the actions that you take afterwards. That's all you have control over. And believe me, when you get this at a core level, it's liberating, because all of a sudden the anxiety and the fear and the anger that's created by things that you can't control goes away, and you get calmer in knowing that you are taking control of the things you have agency over, those thoughts, and then subsequent actions. So that's the core of my coaching, is understanding that no matter how bad things look now, things can always be better. And I love that quote, that the worst you're ever going to be is great. When you get this in your mindset, the worst you're ever going to be as great, because your perception of being okay, your perception of well-being, is all manufactured inside your own head. How you respond to the external circumstances that you used to let jack you up and throw you around, now you get to jack them up and throw them around in your own head and respond in a way that brings calm and well-being to you. That's the key, brother. I hope this helps. Hope it made sense to you. And we'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.